I'd like to welcome everybody to the October meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board of Directors. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown as well as online. For those of you who are watching online and wish to comment on an item on the agenda, if you'll hit the chat function and let Doug know which item you're in reference to. Director Lusk, would you call roll, please, sir?
Tracy Messler.
Present.
Mike Berkeley.
Here.
Justin Bradley. Don Micah.
Here.
Jason Flint.
Here.
Shannon Nave.
Here.
Bob Lusk. Here. Jared Reynolds. Late.
We do have a quorum. If everybody please stand and join me in the pledge of the flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. At the moment, I just have one item, and it's for an item on the agenda. Doug, do we have anybody on public comment off our chat?
No, sir.
Okay. Item number one, receive public comments and requests to contest and the general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and a request for exceptions to the district's water well spacing or minimum track size requirements, and this is in reference to operating permits. 1A, applicant owner of the Madison Commercial Properties out of Weatherford, exception of track size requirement, well ID 22023. Doug?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go through this real quick. I believe Mr. Madison's here. So this is an application. It's just about halfway between here and Weatherford, just on the east side of, you can kind of see, let me turn my laser pointer on the east side of 51 off Wyland Road right here. So you can kind of see here what's gone through is basically, Mr. Madison purchased a property. It was just under 4 acres. There was a house on it. He was looking to, get a second well for a commercial, for a biz, for an office business there, an office there. So he separated it off, trying to create a 1 and a 2 acre lot. But because it was under 4 acres, ended up at the 1 acre lot and like a 1.893. They did deed 0.1 acres to the county. That takes it to 1.995 because they kept the, they severed and then retained the groundwater estate at that point one. Submitted an application. We talked about it. But when it actually came into the came in, then we noticed it wasn't actually 2 acres, right? So let me see. You see a picture here. Here's the existing well, the house, and then they cut off the 1.8 that they were trying to get to 2 acres around that. And the office back here and trying to drill a well right here. Meets all the spacing requirements. They're just seeking an exception to the track size. Honestly, because there is other options for Mr. Madison to achieve 2 acres, it's not my recommendation to approve the exception. There are things they could do. They could take more groundwater estate from the 1 acre lot. It's worth mentioning the well on the 1 acre lot predates 2009, so there's no track size tied to that, right? So they could take additional groundwater estate from that. They could replat that. I don't know if the county is making them have one for the septic there. There's a number of things they could do to have this well drilled within compliant STAR rules. So, but I'm happy to answer any questions. And again, I believe Mr. Madison's here.
Board, have any questions for the general manager? Doug, do we know if the both tracks are platted?
Yes. Yes, they have been platted. So they have been platted into, again, a 1 acre lot and a 2 point or 1.8 acre lot. So it's under 3 acres. Okay, sorry.
That again?
So they have platted this into a 1 acre lot. This originally was just under 3 acres. They platted it into a 1 acre lot. And then they platted it into a 1.9 acre lot, roughly. It's 1.89. And that was done this year. So it's obviously post 2009 when the requirement went in place, right?
You said there's other options.
So they could, under our current rules, we acknowledge the groundwater estate, right? He did maintain ownership of just over a tenth of an acre of groundwater estate from the right of way he deeded to the county. They could take an additional, you know, tenth of an acre, not even that, from the 1 acre lot because it's not necessary for that. That well predates 2009. There's a number of ways that this could be done to be in compliance with our rules.
What would it take to take a 1 acre? I'm sorry, what would it take to take what appears to be the southwestern corner of the 1 acre?
Well, I'm not an attorney, and I'm hesitant to give legal advice.
A deed.
Theoretically, a survey and a deed, right? And that's why, I mean, I get these questions all the time, Mike. I mean, you're an attorney, you know, and people want me to tell them. I'm like, I'm not an attorney. I can't tell you what to do. I would get in a lot of trouble for doing that. But there are ways to have this done within compliance of
So
our
there
rules.
was a deed and it transferred the water rights
Correct.
and it took cost $50 to file the deed,
Correct.
X dollars through the attorney or go online and find it. That would cure his problem.
Correct.
He would have to have a survey though as well, would he?
Maybe not.
And
It
maybe
depends
not.
on how accurate you want it to be.
Okay.
Depends how you want it. There's a, again, I'm not an attorney.
Different ways of
There's a
hurting.
thousand ways to skin that cat.
I guess one of the challenges I'm having with this is I recognize the property was approximately 3 acres. That neighborhood
Right.
was a pre-2009 well on it.
Correct.
And our district's position on this is there's no requirement for an amount of land to be tied to that.
Pre-2009 well, that is what our rules say. Yes. There is no track size requirement for wells that were drilled prior to 2009.
So he could dedicate the entire 1 acre to the other well.
He could. Okay. That's not, I mean, it's a pre-2009 well. And that well, the old well was drilled prior to district rules.
We got rule changes coming up.
We do.
Okay. Excellent.
But yes, under our current rules, you know, we recognize the groundwater estate as part of the tract size. So.
And this has been an alternative we've presented to other situations.
People have done this, right? Again, it's not
Well, you
something.
had them do it.
Again, yes. I'm not an attorney. I don't go around and tell people how to legally do things to get, you know, that's just not my job, right?
That would get a, that would get them in compliance with our 2 acre.
Right. Yeah, there are ways to do this, right?
Anybody else on the board have a question? Mr. Madison, I'll have you. You wish to speak?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
Promise you.
I get it. I do.
You just missed it by a hair.
No, when they replatted it, they missed it by a hair.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole deal's over. Put the decimal point where it should have been put on the backside of 7 5.
Yeah. It happens. Board have any other questions? You've heard the general manager's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion we follow the general manager's recommendation.
Which is to deny the request for the exception, correct?
It is.
Do I hear a second? I'll second it. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. Counting those as we are, that's 5-1. The motion to deny passes. Thank you, sir. Item B, applicant owner Tolar Volunteer Fire Department out of Tolar, Texas, exception to tract size requirements. Well, ID 23134. Doug?
Yes, sir. This is a fire department building a new facility, correct? I believe. And this is, again, similar situation. Well, not similar, right? So district rules state that if property was platted before 2009, then it obviously doesn't have to meet the 2 acre tract size requirement. This property was platted in the 1970s. However, district rules say in order to get that exception, the property has to be platted prior to 2009. The well would have the ability to produce less than 17 gallons a minute, meets that. The well will be used for domestic purposes only, and this is a commercial well. So because it's commercial, that's why this is before you today. Meets all spacing requirements. What's the kicker here is, our enabling legislation, the amendment to that enabling legislation, already dictates we treat water for emergency purposes differently. So I think with that, I am actually recommending approval. It was platted, I said 2005 in my motion here, it should be 2009. It was platted prior to 2009. The intent of that lot when it was platted in the 1970s was for that lot to have a well. It's not domestic. That's why it's before you today, is because it's a commercial well. It's less than 17 gallons a minute, meet spacing.
Board, have any questions, Mr. General Manager?
It will only be used for fire purposes,
Yeah, it's for the,
correct?
yes, sir. So the, I believe some folks from the fire department are here if you have any questions as well.
Staff, but
there's not going to be like a resident?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Most of it might be flushing the toilets.
No, but I understand a toilet, but the whole point is.
No one's living or dying.
Yeah.
For your record, your name, sir, please.
Raymond.
Got that, Ann? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Board, have any other questions? Chair, do you entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion by Director Berkeley. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Light. You say assistant chief. Do we know the roof size of the building roughly? I think coming soon we'll have our rainwater harvesting.
We're accepting applications right now.
And with that, we help nonprofits get rainwater harvesting tanks. We really like them for fire departments, so they have a place where they can store A, a lot of water, and B, it falls out of the sky instead of being pumped.
If you're looking for an example, we funded it's completely grant money. We have a rainwater harvesting grant program. Central Volunteer Fire Department, which is just southwest of here, they've got a big, what size tank is that? I don't see Jill. I don't know if they have the big 40,000 gallon, 50. I think it's a 40,000 gallon tank that they catch all the water off their roof. They use it to fill the trucks. They actually, when they use it for training, they spray water back on the roof so it goes back in the. So just keep that in mind, right? If you're interested, if you got gutters on the building already.
And like this building, we have rainwater harvesting. We don't have a well here. We
yeah.
Fund this grant opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, is Jill here or no?
She's not.
I don't see Jill. She was here earlier.
We have another representative that can talk to them about that.
Yes, Kyle.
I didn't do it this time, Kyle.
Now listen to him, Kyle.
Please put in an application because we'll be meeting shortly to review all the applications.
Yeah, we take applications for the grants. We just open them beginning of October. We take them through first part of the year and then early part of next year. We'll go through them and rank them and then award funds. The gentleman behind you from New Fairview has gotten two of our grants for rainwater projects. So,
we gave away last year? Was it three?
300.
Yeah, we gave away like $300,000 last year in rainwater grants. So, I would encourage you guys to consider that.
We had one fire department in Western Parkland County, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's
one. Didn't have any groundwater. And they had, I don't know how many trucks out of their station. It was a large station. So they needed a lot of water on standby. But they had a lot of roof too. So, It helps. Item C, applicant owner Aqua Texas out of Fort Worth, Operating Permit Amendment, System ID 001-W. Doug?
Yeah, Kyle, Annabelle, y'all may have to straighten me out on these because the two aqua ones, I think I got them right in my head. So we got the next two are Aqua Texas. Both of them, they're just looking to amend the permit. Neither one, they're adding volume, correct? This one, they're adding a new well, correct, Kyle, Annabelle? So this is far, far southwest Wise County, right on the Wise. You can see here, right on the Wise Tarrant County line, east of Newark. So they are looking to drill one additional well, 940 feet, 100 gallon a minute well. Basically, and Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is TCEQ thing, right? To keep up with 0.6, yeah. Right? So they're not seeking any additional volume. They just need another well to meet their TCEQ requirements.
Doug, is that a blue well at the top of that green line, green circle?
It's just outside of it.
Like it's engineered or something.
It's like it's engineered. It's like an engineer got a hold of it, right? But it is just outside of the spacing requirement.
You didn't move well location just a tad south, did you?
No, what they did was they scaled back the gallons per minute to make it meet spacing.
That works too.
That also could fall under engineering.
Are you planning on expanding that area?
If developers ask to connect to that system, yes, sir.
But with this, they're not asking for additional volume, just additional right. Wells so they have capacity for pump rate.
Yes, sir. Instantaneous capacity, as Doug mentioned before, that 0.6.
We think we're going to get 100 gallons here?
Yeah. Yeah. That's along that. Jason can speak to this better than I can, but along that Wise County, Tarrant County line, Wise County, Denton County line, Wise County, Tarrant County down there, that's pretty much the most productive part of our district. Of course, if you look at the map, it's the furthest east too, right? Because Wise County shifted a little bit east.
And Slidell.
Yep. Yeah, that whole east, that eastern strip along the Wise County is the most productive part of our district.
Board, have any other questions?
My recommendation is approval of the amendment for the operating permit amendment for 001-W, 0 gallons, and to add well 23-118 to the permit.
0 gallons or zero volume?
Well, they have volume, but we're not adding any to it.
It's not going to be a pump at
right.
0 gallons.
Right.
I make a motion to follow the general manager's recommendation.
I'll second that one.
Motion by Director Nave, second by Director Lusk. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, applicant owner, Aqua Texas once again.
Yes, sir. This one is off 730. This is kind of a strange little situation. I mean, at least as far as where the well is placed. Just east of 730, south of Azle. They're looking to drill a replacement well. So they have several old wells in the system that are on the historic use permit. Matt could probably tell you more than I can, but, you know, they're looking to replace one of them. So we're really just amending the historic use permit. This well, the well it's replacing exists outside their CCN, so it can't be on the operating permit. It's a strange situation. I think it's actually in Walnut Creek CCN. Do y'all serve the area around where the well is? Yes. Which is weird, right? Because it's Walnut Creek. Right. Okay, is that this one? Okay. One of them. So as of right now, we're just amending their historic use permit to basically, you see the well meets all our spacing requirements. Only spacing requirement that actually is in place for replacement wells, it needs to be 50 feet from the well being replaced, can be up to 100 if for good reason. I believe the driller said there's some high voltage lines there is why they moved it a little bit further. Yep. And so it's 54 feet. Again, the approval of the well registration is administrative. All I'm asking you guys for here tonight is to consider approval of the permit amendment to add the new well to the permit in replace of the existing well. And I'm happy to answer any questions. I know that's probably clear as mud.
Basically, we're replacing a well.
They're drilling a replacement well. We've got to get that well on the permit. Mm-hmm. No additional volume.
So we have two wells on site now?
Yeah, they have a Deepen. They have a Trinity or Twin Mountains and a Paluxy well on site.
Replacing?
This is the deep well, correct? Yeah, 700 feet deep.
The cheap one.
Yeah.
What happened to the old well?
The 18 flat.
How old was it, just out of curiosity?
It's probably one of these systems Aqua acquired, right?
It was registered the first year we were in existence, so it was probably already existing well.
Right.
Any other questions for the staff or Aqua? Chair, entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
So I recommend make that motion.
Second. Got Director Micah made the motion. Director Nave seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 1E, City of Fairview, operating permit well, or system ID 205W. Doug?
Yes, sir. And we have a representative from the city here and a consultant that's working with, I guess, the developer. So, City of New Fairview, correct me if I'm wrong, right now y'all don't operate a water system. This would be the beginning of a water system. If you're familiar, City of New Fairview's city limits are 16-something square miles, something like that. They're massive. This is a fairly dense development going in within their city limits. The developer's putting in the water, just like we see across the district. Developers putting in the water system will then turn the water system over to the city to operate. We talked to the city, said it's cleaner if the city's just the applicant on the front end rather than the developer applying and then transferring everything after the fact. So the city has submitted the applications. They're looking for four new wells, two deep and two shallow wells. Again, this is far eastern Wise County, right on the county line. I believe part of this actual development is in Denton County, correct? So they're looking for four new wells, two shallow wells, two deep wells. I'm just going to flip through these. They all meet all our spacing requirements. We've worked with both our engineer and the city. They've worked very diligently on spacing of these wells to make sure they all meet. They're twinned well sites. So each of these sites will have a deep and a shallow well. These are the two shallow wells, meet all our spacing. The deep wells also meet all district spacing requirements. This one here meets, this well here meets vertical offset. So as far as allocation, you know, we allocate groundwater because this isn't amendments. We're actually talking allocation on this one. We allocate groundwater based on the thickness of the aquifer below the property multiplied by the acreage owned or controlled, multiplied by a factor of 500, and then with deductions, right? Their property, the city limits, is over 10,000 acres. They've got average aquifer thickness about 710 feet. Looking to drill to 1,000. So there's actually a formation above the Trinity. That's why it's only 700 foot thick. There's stuff on top of it over there. It's one of the few places in the district the Trinity itself is not outcropping. You've got almost 450 acres deducted for registered exempt wells. And then all these existing permits, several of these are oil and gas historic use permits, correct, Kyle? I think almost all of them are. I forget what 19 is. Ultimately, it comes out to allocation-wise, they could get up to 3 billion gallons. They're asking for 56 million. That 56 million is based on 340 gallons a day by 452 connections. That comes out to just over 56 million gallons. They're asking for a little bit more budge factor. My recommendation is approval of the permit as presented. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any questions, Doug, or the consultant, or the city?
I do have just one question I don't know the answer to.
Yes, sir.
Just as an education. You're deducting the historical use permit, so anytime there's a well with a historical use permit inside of a CCN or a boundary,
correct,
that is always automatically?
Always.
What about if the – never mind.
No, we don't double allocate, right? So
yeah, I was just wondering about the acreage of the. Never mind.
No,
I answered my own question.
We deduct for permits within the boundary. We deduct off the volume for exempt wells within the boundary. We deduct off the acreage associated with that well up to 2 acres, right? So like
only the well inside of the, so the well only has a historic use permit associated with it. And it is, if it lies inside of the boundary of whatever, that is automatically
correct
deducted.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And we're doing the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I actually knew the answer to that. I just wasn't thinking.
You just had to think it through. You had to talk it through yourself.
So I'm sorry I wasted 60 seconds of your life.
Nah. Best 60 seconds of my life ever, Jared.
Yeah.
Can you back the map up for
yes, sir. What are you looking for in particular?
That's fine. So there's no public water system out there now in the city of New Fairview.
Correct.
So every home that's on the satellite map there either has a well that's not registered or
correct.
They are sharing wells or
if you're seeing it, it's probably got a well that's not registered. Because you would see a dot on the map if it was a registered well.
So in the future going forward, if someone registers a well within that CCN, would you then deduct their...
The next time we consider their permit for basically a permit renewal, we'll do that look again, right? Are there new registered wells? Then we would deduct that off. But for exempt wells, we just deduct off the acreage, right? Up to 2 acres. Let's say you've got 10 acres, you've got a well, you're within a CCN. Well, we only deduct off 2 acres for that well, right? So up to 2 acres for each registered well.
The domestic designation.
Okay.
And you're only including Wise County, not including any of Denton County area.
Yes, correct.
That's New Fairview's problem to have to deal with Denton County. Any other questions?
Let me follow up on that last question. You said that this development is in both counties.
Correct.
And it's going to have so many connections.
Correct.
Are all of our calculations based on connections within our district?
No, just total connections. Because they can send the water outside our district. And as a matter of fact, the way our rules are written, there's not even a transport fee if the majority of their connections are in the district.
We have that situation down Crescent area.
Right. Originally. And in Bolivar as well.
Yeah, Bolivar. Especially Bolivar.
Mm-hmm. Bolivar has to pay a transport fee because most of their system is actually outside of the district. Yeah.
And in comparison, if New Fairview drills a well in Denton County, then they've got to go through the North Texas GCD.
Right.
Comply with their requirements.
Right.
And at some point in time, the general managers will compare notes, I'm sure.
Right.
Any further discussion? Our general manager's recommendation, chair to entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Motion
by general manager's recommendation.
A motion from Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that one.
Second by Director Lusk. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. 1A. Central States Water Resources out of Des Pierres, Missouri. Operating Permit System ID 002-P. Doug?
Yes, sir. This is an old, Tracy, you remember Yes Communities from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
That's this one, right? No. This is Abraxas. This is the other one we had the settlement with, Abraxas.
Yeah.
CSWR bought the Abraxas system several years ago. They're looking to drill a new well again. They're drilling this well for really to meet TCEQ 0.6, right? Are their system struggling? Okay. I think it was like 25, 26 extra connections. Right. So they're looking to drill 1-800-foot well. I don't know who designed, what engineer designed it with a 100 horsepower pump in Parker County, but we'll see how that goes for them. But they're looking, it's, I mean, Matt, you
chuckling back there.
Right. I'm guessing probably one of their in-house engineers from somewhere else in the world, not Parker County, Texas. Anyway, it meets all of our spacing requirements. As far as allocation goes, 723 acres, aquifer 704 feet thick. They're going to fully penetrate the aquifer, so that's, they get the 704. Some deductions, their historic use permit and then one registered exempt well are the only deductions. There's 236 million, just over 236 million gallons available for allocation. They requested 18 million gallons. It was kind of a roundabout way of getting to that 18 million gallons that Kyle and I both finally, I think we understood, but it was a roundabout way. However, ultimately that request is a little bit speculative. They feel like their annual demand is 26 million. The most they've ever pumped is 19 million, which is, they did overpump their permit and got penalized for that. They overpumped it by 2 million gallons. They're looking at adding 26 new connections at 250 gallons a day. Really and truly, they only need about 5 million gallons. However, because this is a new well, and the new well cannot produce water off the historic use permit, and based on all the information they provided, it appears that they're going to lean very heavily on this new well. As a matter of fact, based on the numbers they submitted, it appears that they're going to pump about 70% of their total volume out of this new well. So because of that, I am recommending a larger number than the 5 million they need above and beyond their permit, because they can't pump off that existing permit from the new well, right? So I'm recommending 14,817,524 gallons per year. And that's 70% of their maximum production, the 70% of the max they've ever produced. That still brings their system total to a number that they'll never overpump, right? But it's one of those technicalities, right? They're having a new well. You can only technically on paper produce water from your historic use permit from your old well. So on paper, they have to have additional water to be able to use this well. So my recommendation is approval of the permit for 002-P in the amount of 14,817,000 gallons, 817,524 gallons. Happy to answer any questions.
So while the operating permit covers the system, the HUP does not.
Right, right. The HUP, you can only have the wells that were drilled before 2020, right? December 31st, 2019, are the only wells that can be on the historic use permit.
Get water out of the old well. They can pump north of 30 million gallons.
Correct, correct.
But there's sufficient capacity in there.
Right.
In their service area.
Right. It's a paper thing. Like, they don't need 14 million extra gallons. But because technically, if we give them 5 million gallons, they can only pump 5 million gallons from the new well. And it looks like they are going to lean heavily on the new well rather than the older wells.
And if they did, if we only gave them 5 million and they pumped 10, then they would be in, they would have busted.
It would technically be a violation, right? We're generally not that.
Clarification,
but it's generally not an issue, right?
Just for me, on their HUP, obviously, if they have to do a replacement well on the HUP well, that's allowed.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, the way our rules are written, the only wells that can be on the historic use permits are wells drilled before 2020 or replacement wells, replacing wells that were drilled before 2020.
So they were asking for something nearly 36 million.
Right. Right.
And we're doing quite a bit less.
Yeah, we took them down to 14 million over versus the 18 they requested.
31 and some change.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think they're going to run the risk of overpumping their permit at all based on what they've actually produced and based on what they're planning on growth. It's
no, I mean, they're going to need 21. We're going to potentially give them 31.
Right. Correct.
It probably won't overpower.
Probably not going to be a problem.
Any other questions, the general manager or staff? Chair would entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
I got a motion by Director Reynolds, second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 1G, applicant owner Pecan Pipeline Company out of Fort Worth, operating permit amendment, system number 102M. Doug?
Yes, sir. So this is Pecan Pipeline. We acted on an operating permit from a while back. Basically, there was another existing well out there that was overlooked. They actually reported on it, but it didn't get added. It did get put on the permit when they initially applied for the permit. It didn't get registered, didn't get applied, put on the permit. They let us know. They did report the use on it, but it needs to technically be placed on the permit. So they submitted an existing well application, correct? Yep. Obviously, wouldn't have a well ID. So this is real simple. We just need to amend their operating permit to add well 23-100 to the permit.
I think it was drilled. Do you have any idea?
I was drilled decades ago.
There was.
Yeah, I mean old.
Wasn't one I drilled, was it?
I don't think so. Better not have been.
You should have filed a report if you did.
Because it wasn't registered.
He was 8.
Some of those before there was ever a
district up there.
District, yeah.
Okay. Well, my bin at the pipeline at the facility. Yeah, might have been.
This nope. Changes their allotment, right?
No, they're not seeking any additional volume. Like we're just
and the well to the city.
We're just adding a well to the.
I meant the idea of what you've already calculated. What this would be calculated into their original.
Yeah, it would just be added to it. Right. No additional volume.
But a fourth draw said they have 5, but then can't get any more.
Right.
Volume.
Yeah, they don't produce very much water anyway.
I'll do hydrostatic testing with it.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Chair would entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
I make a motion to follow the general manager's recommendation.
He said first, you can second. Director Berkeley. The same. He voiced first. My ear went that way.
Lip-eared.
Motion by Berkeley, second by Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I see you're leaning.
And this is the last one. We
lean this way.
I can't remember the last time we had 8 permit or 8 hearings, and they were all, none of them were straightforward, normal ones like, you know, we normally deal with.
A little bit different.
They've all been a little bit different.
Rolling V Ranch, WCID number 3 out of Wise County, operating permit amendment system 202W. Doug?
Yeah, so how would I best describe this? Rolling V Ranch, right? Large development, southeast Wise County. We've issued some permits for them recently for the public water system. They have some 2 other permits related to the development that were for existing wells that were on the property before it began development that they're using for some irrigation and that type of stuff. They finally, I think after talking to us and we met with the folks that kind of manage their water system, we were like, it'd probably be best if all these were in one system. That way you don't have 3 different systems. You're all using them collectively. They agreed. So what they're doing is they are combining system 195W and 196W into 202W. So 202W is the MUD, right? Or the, is it an improvement district? I think is what it is. They're combining that. These permits have been transferred and have been abandoned, right? They've abandoned these permits. They're simply wanting to add the volume that was associated with these permits and the wells associated with these permits to this permit. Does that make sense? So if you can see on this map, here's the entire outline. The wells in green, the wells in blue are the wells currently in 202, into that system. The wells in green or the old existing wells that they want to add into the permit? They had asked for a larger volume. They came up with, so where is it, this 27 million and 8.9 million that are in these two permits, but then they had all this temporary use. In 2025, they have not produced any water other than from the old system, and they have a perm, and they have a permit of, what is it, 100 and something million gallons, 229 million gallons. So I am simply recommending that we add the 35,900,000 gallons from the two permits that they've abandoned to this permit and add all of the wells associated with those two permits to this permit. Hopefully that wasn't confusing.
They commented on that with you? Are they on board with that?
We sent them the notice. I haven't.
They had commented
on it. They emailed me commenting about it.
Right, did they?
They asked about it, and I just said.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're asking for an additional 211.6, 15 million gallons when they've got 230 million that they haven't used. So I can't in good faith recommend that we add 15 million gallons to the permit when they have 230 million gallons they haven't used.
Once they start having connections and
right.
Sorry, were they asking for the 233, the 35 plus an additional 15?
No, they've already got the two.
Asking to add them all together.
Right.
Relatively.
Right.
The 233 they already have, the 35 from the old permit.
Right.
Plus an additional 15.
Right. Right. And keep in mind that they haven't pumped anything this year off that 230.
The recommendation is 233 plus 35. We're just going to go with your two permits.
Right. Yeah. Right. They've already got the permits. They've abandoned them. Let's just add that volume.
Yep. All of the wells have some were registered and some are not, or some that were existing. Do we all have meters on them?
Yes. Yeah, they're all registered.
Even the old wells?
Yes, they're all metered. Yes, sir. They've been reporting on the old wells the last few years.
Because those wells were there 20 years
ago. Right, but once they began being used for commercial purposes, they started reporting on them. Actually, I think we found them and brought them into compliance.
But even the old existing well.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Chair would entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
Make the motion.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Regular board meeting.
Regular board meeting. Consent agenda, which is normal and non-controversial items on the agenda.
Let them out.
All of which can be combined together in one item to be taken under one motion.
Yep.
If any director wishes to pull any of these items off to be discussed separately, we can do so. This month, the consent agenda includes approval of minutes from the show cause hearing, preliminary hearing, public hearing, and regular board meeting on September 18th, approval of bank statement ending September 30th, payment bills and invoices received through October 16th, reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through October 16th, and approval of requests for an extension applications submitted through October 16th.
I have two additions.
Okay.
Director Micah submitted a expense report for $92.40.
Okay.
And we have an invoice, the September invoice for sledge we got after I sent everything out.
It was sometime this week.
Yeah. Yep. It came in Monday, I think, Tuesday. Yeah. So that check's in there.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda as rated.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Director Reynolds, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. Item three, board consideration and possible approval of quarterly investment report with recommendations. Doug?
Yes, sir. You got your, in front of you, you got our investment report. Just over $5 million in our savings. And we've only got one CD coming up. Generally, what I'm doing right now is interest rates have fallen a little bit. Our ICS account is still sitting at, 4.5%. If they can't offer us a CD, I'm leaning towards CDs because they can kind of lock them in for a set of time, but that CDs that come, that's coming up, if they can't offer us something close to that 4.5%, I'll move that money into the ICS account. And my recommendation is approval of the quarterly report.
The question I have on the CD that's coming on the 10/18,
uh-huh,
which is this month.
Yes, sir.
We have current balance $247,000, which is close to the $250,000.
Yes.
Would it be feasible? Would it be? Has the committee thought about transferring some of that interest to another CD or putting it into our general account?
That's what we do. We watch those, and I don't know if that particular one is set up. Obviously, it's accruing. So what we generally do, Don, is we either have CDs set up to where the interest is currently goes straight to our account, or if it accrues, if it gets too close, then we just renew it for $240 and put the rest in another account.
But I just want to put that on record.
Yeah.
That's reasonable. I knew that. I just want to put it on record.
Correct. Yep. Yes, sir. Got to keep everything below $250.
Do I hear a motion to approve the quarterly investment report?
I so move.
Motion by Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Tracy, you want to?
Yeah.
Right now, or do you want to get through the rest of it and do this later? How do you want to do this?
Well, we kind of need to do this now because it ties into item five.
It does.
Or we can hold both of them until then.
Yep. Whatever you guys want to do.
Preferences, gentlemen?
I do have, it appears the online, I have the gentleman for item six is online.
Let's do that one.
Okay.
I'm going to move item six up on the agenda. Discussion regarding multiple potential violations for district rules committed by Mr. Raymond Chambers, 2855 XA Meyer Road in Granbury and Hood County, and take necessary action. Doug?
Yeah, I'm going to go through this, and if you have any questions, I can try to answer, but Kyle's the one that talked to him and has been in communication with everybody, so he may be able to answer better than I can. And honestly, this happened wasn't at a conference or somewhere? Right. Yeah, I wasn't even in town when this happened. September 22nd, Mr. Chambers called the district regarding his property. In January of this year, he had a water well drilled on his property. His property is just under 4 acres. According to the owner, there wasn't producing enough water. He wanted a second well. Staff told him you had to have 4 acres to have two wells. Ultimately, they said you'd have to submit it as a replacement well. On September 23rd, Mr. Chambers called back. He said that he's working on obtaining additional acreage. Staff told him it had to be still had to be one well per 2 acres. He said because of time constraints, he said his driller was on site ready to drill, and so he was going to submit a replacement well application. He called back on the 22nd. On the 23rd, district staff visited the property and found that a second well had been drilled on the property. And that second well was about 16 feet away from the first well that was drilled and was 47 feet from the property line. Additionally, the original well that was drilled was not completed up to state standards.
Standards or standards for 47 feet?
Any standards. Here it is right here. It's just PVC pipe came out of the ground. So there's no surface sleeve or slab. Kyle emailed both the owner and the driller. The driller got back to Kyle, informed Kyle that The driller, this was the original well. The owner had asked him not to complete it. He stated that in the state well report that the owner was going to pour a slab around it. This is the new well right here that was drilled. That's now 47 feet from a property line. Again, Mr. Chambers only owns 3.6 acres, so it's not big enough for two wells, right? So there's a violation there, drilling a well without approval. Staff were on site. They know the drilling equipment had several different logos. The owner said that the original driller was going to drill the well. Kyle spoke with the original driller. He said he did not drill that second well. He said that was not his rig on site that we have pictures of. So that was on the 23rd. On the 24th, we received an application for a replacement well, right? So we're holding that. On that application, Mr. Moore, the original driller was listed as the driller. Again, Kyle reached out to them, has talked to the driller, the original driller. He didn't drill the second well. Again, he said it wasn't his rig on site either. He hadn't been out there. Here's the email from the driller. After Kyle spoke with him, he responded to Kyle in writing, basically just saying what I've been talking about. And during the phone call, Mr. Chambers called back on October 7th. He stated that he drilled the second well. It's his, you know, he did tell staff earlier that the driller was on site, which is why he needed it quick. And on the application, he identified the other driller as going to be the one drilling the well. So it is my recommendation that the board offer a settlement in lieu of litigation. To include a first major violation for district rules of drilling a well without a first obtaining an approved registration, a $1,000 penalty associated with the first major violation, second major violation for failure to meet the district spacing requirements, a $1,500 penalty associated with the second major violation, a requirement for a licensed driller to plug the most recently drilled well on the property, and a requirement for well ID 22171 to be completed or brought up to TDLR standards or plugged by a licensed driller. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And again, I believe Mr. Chambers is on the line.
All right. What's wrong with the first well? He needed a second one drilled.
Allegedly, it did not.
How deep is the? Are the wells roughly? Do we have
any? You know off the top of your head?
I was kind of surprised.
Where they are, they should make water. So I don't know what he was. I don't know if it just didn't make as much as he was expecting or what, but or if there was a problem with the way they were completed. I don't know.
Said Mr. Chambers is on.
He is online. Yes.
Just a second, real quickly. Is this for domestic well or commercial well?
I believe it's allegedly.
The applications stated domestic.
So that's max 17.3 gallons. You got him on, Doug?
He's online. He's muted. I don't know if he can unmute. If he wants to say anything, if he has anything to say. Or...
Mr. Chambers, do you have anything to add to this discussion?
Hearing.
You didn't either.
Yeah, he's muted. I don't know if
may or may not be there. He may have walked away.
Right.
Mr. Chambers, can you unmute so you can talk to us?
I think he's trying. There he goes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we got.
Is it there now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened was the first well that the driller drilled didn't produce any water. About 3 gallons a minute. Then the pipe, the poly got stuck in the well, can't get the poly out. So I moved over and dug the other well and got the same thing I did, about 3 gallons a minute. You know, neither one of the wells are any good. And so when I submitted the application, when I moved over, wait a minute, when I moved over to drill a second well, I was unaware that the original well wasn't any good. I was unaware about pulling a permit for the second well. So the when I submitted the application for this last application that I submitted is for a different area. It wasn't for the second well.
Kyle, can you double check the location he's got marked for that second application?
We'd have to go look at that. We hadn't entered it. We'd have to go look at the hard copy.
That's what I'm asking.
I mean,
how deep were these two wells?
Kyle's.
Mr. Chambers, how deep were these wells? Do you remember?
380.
So you own drilling equipment that'll drill a 380-foot well and don't hold a driller's license, or what's the situation there?
I got to equipment from a friend of mine.
Does that friend have a driller's license?
No, he just owns the equipment.
What does he typically do with the rig if he's not a driller?
It normally just sits there.
So did you pay him for the use of the rig?
No, I don't have to pay him for it. He just let me use it.
So, Doug, my understanding, there was a well driller who drilled the first well, and it was permitted.
Correct.
Second was not a permitted well.
Correct.
Did we explain to Mr. Chambers when he obtained the permit for the first well that any well would have to have a permit?
I don't know that we spoke with him. I mean, we got an application in. I don't know that we had any questions about it. Went and marked it. It got drilled. It was in January, so that was, you know, several months ago.
Mr. Chambers, is there, it's the question that comes up, you had a well driller permit was pulled. Were you unaware that you were going to have a, either plug the first well or plug the first well and have a permit for the second well?
No, I wasn't aware that you had to have a permit for the second well since the first well was going to be, have to be plugged.
You'd like the coordinates. It's not at the location, but it is on the same spot.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'll see how I'm marking on a map.
Hold on, Mr. Chambers. We're trying to, your second well application, we're trying to plug that location in on a map right now.
Okay.
All right. Can y'all see that? Okay, guys.
Sir.
Here's the original well. Is this stuff in? Who went out there? It's in. Okay. We added some layers. You guys added a bunch of layers. There it is. Oh, yep. Okay. So here is the original well that was drilled. Here's where the second well was drilled. Here's the second application that was submitted.
What's the distance?
I would think the second one's going to be.
I mean, how far off is he?
100 feet.
I'd add it. Well,
108 feet from the second well.
He should meet spacing setback at that point, shouldn't he?
Yeah, this well would, that second well, then the second application would absolutely meet right here spacing requirements. But yeah, it wasn't. I mean, that's.
We haven't processed it yet.
Right. No, because when we went out there, there was already a second well drilled.
That's where partial confusion came.
Right. Scroll out, back out. Well, you want to see where it is?
I plotted it on my phone. I was just wanting to, that's all I need to see. I just want to see exactly. Was in relation to that road.
Yep.
Doug, can we run back through your recommendation?
Doug, is it also a major violation to not address the well that was substandard completion?
Correct. No, there's more than there are more violations than what I've listed here. But yes, that is a violation of district rules too.
What I see automatically is drilling a second well without a permit.
Yeah, that's the first recommendation up there. The second, I just went with spacing. But Jason, you're correct. We have a rule that says all wells must be completed up to TDLR standards. So
neither one of them are.
How deep was the first well?
380.
What was the second one?
Proposed to be the same depth. We obviously don't know.
We don't have a drilling report on it.
Okay, so we drill a well that gets 3 gallons a minute. Let's move 10 feet and drill another one to get 3 gallons a minute.
Right.
Not project that.
Right. Well,
I'm curious, from Mr. Chambers, what the process was that he used to drill a second well.
Specifically, you said what the process was?
Yes.
Well, it's the same as the other one. Other than I went and I took a big old 1100 CFR compressor down and hooked it up to the rig when I drilled the second one.
Yeah, and I mean, that's almost base of the Trinity is about 425 there. I mean, it. In that area, you could drill. I mean, you can make. I mean, there's PWSs down there that make 50, 60, 70 gallons a minute. So there's water there.
I didn't get it out of either one of those. So that may have been the whole freaking issue starting from the first one, and it wasn't deep enough.
Properly.
And there again, that the guy is not from the area. Yeah.
So, well, driller drilled the first one, property owner drilled the second one.
Yes.
In your recommendation, we want to clarify our rules also state that we have to have a licensed well driller drill a well.
No. The owner can.
The state of Texas, an owner can drill a well on their own property.
As long as they're operating the rig.
Right.
We went through that with another issue a couple of years ago.
We have that going for us.
Right. Of course, we are having rule changes. And we could just say it has to be a licensed driller.
That's not the case in this situation.
It is not.
So for a first major violation, what's the range? What's the range for a first violation?
Is it up to 1,000?
And a second violation?
Up to 5.
Does he have a house out there?
No.
Yeah, we're trying to get a well before we build a house.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And we've got a pending application for a third location. A
replacement well, yes, sir.
100 feet away.
Yeah.
100 plus.
He's been paid for the application?
Not yet.
No, we didn't do anything with it once we received it.
When the staff went out there, they found a second well there. They thought that was the one the application was for.
Right. Yeah, at that point, we just
said, wait a minute.
Put it on hold.
So this, if I'm understanding this recommendation, it'd be a $2,500 fine, and then he can submit for an application for another well.
Correct.
I make a motion to accept the general manager's recommendation.
Second.
We need to include in that. Let me back up.
No,
we've got to plug both wells.
That's in there.
Plug both.
That's in there.
All right.
Buy a license driller.
Buy a license driller.
You have a first and a second.
Well, who's going to drill this well? Somebody that
knows a licensed driller. Or, no.
That's not required.
Can we require that when he drills it, staff is notified?
Sure.
And yes. That staff is on site?
Sure. Yeah, we can make that part of this. You like that?
Jason, is that
do you amend your motion, Jason?
100%, because I don't believe that a layperson can borrow a rig and go drill a 400-foot well. So I would prefer that someone from the district be there and observe the landowner operating the drilling rig, or that he hires a licensed well driller to go do it and complete the well per TDLR guidelines. Chapter 76 is available online. It's in plain English, and it's easily understandable.
Pretty straightforward.
But that first well represented a potential source of contamination for the groundwater, and the second one was drilled basically without any permission. Or any awareness of the rules. So, I think the fines are appropriate. I think the wells need to be plugged, and I think staff needs to be in attendance whenever another attempt is made, unless it's by a TDLR licensed well driller.
So this is a settlement in lieu of litigation.
Yeah. Right.
We're approving the general manager's recommendation to make a settlement offer in lieu of litigation, which includes proposed penalties of $2,500. Requirement to use licensed well driller to plug the wells. Staff process will obviously at that point process that second application they have on pending.
Only after he plugs.
Hmm. Okay. So that's your motion?
Yes. And with the additional recommendation or requirement that someone from Upper Trinity staff is in attendance during the drilling process of the next water well.
Got it.
Board understand the motion? Does Ann understand the motion?
Could we ask it to be repeated?
Ann, can you say the...
Want me to restate the motion?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Motion to offer a settlement to Mr. Chambers in lieu of litigation, and the settlement shall include a first major violation of district rules for drilling a water well without first obtaining an approved registration. A $1,000 penalty associated with the first major violation, a second major violation of district rules for failure to meet the district spacing requirements, a $1,500 penalty associated with the second major violation, a requirement for a licensed well driller to plug the most recently drilled well on the property, a requirement for a licensed well driller to plug well 22171 on the property, and a requirement that district staff be on site when any additional well is drilled on the property.
Can I make an amendment to that?
Offer it.
That the application for the third well is only granted, or the third well can only be drilled after the first two are plugged.
Got it.
That work for you? Because it's your motion.
And the last requirement, any new well on the property cannot be. How about any registration on the property cannot be approved until both existing wells are plugged. Got it.
This way it prevents contamination.
Right. I got him.
Yep. I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Chambers.
Okay, so... Was it the $2,500 fine? Plug both wells and
yes,
notify them when I get ready to do the other one?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chambers, I'm gonna suggest staff contact you tomorrow and work through the logistics.
Yeah, I'll send you a letter, but yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
Do we want to go into executive session now?
Trying to save a dollar. It costs
$20.
We don't have anybody else holding other than staff, do we?
We don't have anybody else holding other than staff. And
that'll let you talk to staff about the groundwater. Yeah.
I will.
At this point, I'm going to take the board in executive session under Section 551.073, Texas Government Code Open Meetings Act in regards to personnel. No action will be taken in this meeting. We will turn up open session and take any action if warranted. Thank you. And you got the time?
Yep. Tracy, give me a second to transfer everything over.
Sure.
074, Tracy.
Do what?
You're going in under 551.074?
Yes, as well as consultation with legal counsel. So,
just give me a second to get everything switched over, Brian.
Okay, 071 and 074, just being clear.
No, you didn't know. I mean, it's all new. Okay.
What's going on, man? No worries. Hey, can somebody go turn on the in there? It should be tip dinging for Kyle to come into the meeting. And the can somebody go accept? Tell me if it's not.
Wait, so that's hard to bring on something brand new.